All right. Anyways, Friendo, welcome back to Friendo's. Welcome back to Going in Raw.
Yeah,
I'm thrown off because this is different now.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different.
How you position yourself is interesting because you can't. It's not easy for you to look in my direction.
I mean, I can look this way.
I know, but it seems cumbersome.
Makes me feel awkward.
Yeah,
I do
but then you can't turn totally towards me because then you can't.
Then it's weird. Well, I'm fine. I don't give a shit.
Right.
Probably gonna upload a video anyways.
I'll be looking at my phone half the time anyways because it's...
You're going to moderate today because I don't have show notes in front of me.
Yeah.
You made show notes.
Kind of.
We're going to do a special... We're going to start doing this from now on. Once in a while, maybe once a month.
Probably
maybe,
once
whatever,
a month.
We're going to start doing wrestling Q&A. So you guys ask... Because you guys always ask lots of good questions on Podcast for the Win. We want to migrate those wrestling questions to the wrestling podcast.
Yeah.
So if you guys want to ask questions, you can. I would suggest the hashtag Going in Raw on Twitter.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll make something on Reddit.
Yeah, I'll post a basic Going in Raw question thread.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep adding to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so we'll do that.
Yeah.
I guess, but first, we want to discuss kind of like what's your show notes say?
First, it says brief Raw cap.
Okay, so...
Raw cap.
There you go. Okay. Brief Raw cap.
First note I have here. Rusev is great.
Rusev is my new main event. I am all in with the Rusev jilted lover. Here's my thing about Rusev. In my head, and I wish in everybody else's head, Dolph and Lana are the heels.
Yeah.
Right? I know that this started off with Rusev disrespecting Lana.
Yeah.
But it's turned into Dolph and Lana are annoying.
Yeah,
they're one of those annoying couples.
They are.
You don't want to go to dinner with them.
No.
You don't want to go out to drinks with them. You don't want to double date with them.
They're also one of those couples you can tell aren't going to last.
Exactly. And they're one of those couples on Facebook that can't stop talking about each other.
Yeah.
And that's how you kind of know it's probably doomed to failure.
Pretty much.
If you have to validate your shit on Facebook.
In public.
Chances are you're not going very far. That's Dolph and Lana to me.
Yeah.
They put it out there way too much.
Yeah.
Rusev, on the other hand, and his new hapless lover, Summer Rae.
Yeah. How do you describe her?
He referred. It wasn't openly. It was willfully submissive.
Yeah.
My new hot and willfully submissive girlfriend, Summer Rae. Everything that comes out of his mouth is hilarious.
It is.
He's not as good looking as me. He's not as passionate as me. And all those things are true. I think all those things are true.
It was pretty funny.
So this started on, I think it was on, was it Raw last week or SmackDown last week?
Raw last week is when,
See, this makes me want to watch SmackDown because I think there was more.
Oh, there was?
Like, I think he said Summer Rae came out and apologized for talking on Raw.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see that because
yeah,
I want to see
too,
how Rusev.
He seems so annoyed, not this past Raw, but the Raw previous.
Right, exactly. He looks so annoyed by Summer Rae talking.
So funny. Rusev is a great heel.
He really is. He's a fantastic heel, and he did the whole I'm faking the injury thing.
Yeah.
Beat the shit out of Dolph with that brace, whatever. What is it called?
Crutch.
Crutch. Yeah, thank you. Crutch. Kicked him with the booted heel. It was great all around. It was my favorite part of the show. I can't wait. Are they fighting at Battleground? Is that happening?
I didn't see it on the confirmed match card, but I would suspect so, yeah.
They did. I don't know if you noticed this, but they might have taken our advice in that we wanted both of them to wear dress jackets.
Oh, yeah.
Dolph was wearing a dress jacket.
He does that sometimes. So.
Sometimes he does
that.
Exactly.
With the blazer on.
Yeah.
It's not the first time it's happened.
But I like to think that they...
He didn't
heard our advice during the show because I think that we posted Raw going in Raw during Raw.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think it went up during the show, so I'm thinking they might have heard or listening during it.
We could hope.
That's what I'd like to think. Anyways.
Second show note, Lesnar is very strong.
Lesnar almost killed a child, apparently. Because if that thing was 6 inches higher, something tells me they'd be in huge trouble.
Or if it were the window of the car.
Yeah, like a bag of swag. Because apparently that kid left with nothing but swag. Like they literally took a merchandise booth, stuck it in his parents' car, and let them drive away with it. I love that, though. You know what? I love that.
Yeah.
I love that there was no parents are thinking of suing WWE, blah, blah, blah. Like the kid brushed it off. Like if he was seriously injured, that'd be one thing.
Yeah.
Kid brushed it off. No, I'm all good, Dad. All right, cool. WWE, hook us up with some merchandise and we're out of your hair.
Yeah.
Thanks for the show.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's how America used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But that beat down on the Cadillac.
Woo!
Wow.
That was like, I was I was kind of worried because the way he was swinging that axe.
I know.
If that hit something that didn't give and went back to his head, but he's Brock, so I'm assuming he knows what to do with an axe. He's a farmer.
Yeah. And also, I'm assuming the axe would just bounce off his head.
That too, or he would have just eaten the axe.
Yeah, something like
it
that.
It just would have gone in his mouth and then spat it out at a kid in the audience. That's what I think would have happened. But yeah, he destroyed that thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was fantastic. Man, that was great. I was kind of curious as to why Rollins and everybody came out with bladeless axe handles.
I think to avoid the problem you mentioned that if they hit...
If they hit Brock with that thing, it's going to bounce back. You're right about that,
An axe handle would probably do far less damage than an actual end of an axe.
Exactly.
So that's probably why.
Yeah. Did you see the suplex? Or was it a suplex? Yeah, it was a suplex they gave to Joey Mercury on the car. Yeah. Fuck. Man.
Jamie Noble posted a picture of he, apparently he needs stitches for something. After that segment, it was, you know, like it looked like 10 stitches.
Not surprising.
I thought it was Noble. Maybe it was Joey Mercury. I don't know.
I think Brock Lesnar is kind of like a black hole. You know, you just get near a black hole and you start to get destroyed.
Yeah.
I think with Brock, if you just get into his vicinity,
pain
you get
comes.
Destroyed. If you ever saw Brock in an airport, would you ever ask him for an autograph or a picture or like say anything to him?
That's not generally how I operate, so probably not. I mean, if I saw any celebrity at the airport, I'd probably leave him alone.
Yeah, I don't generally do that either, but him especially.
I don't think it'd be any different.
I think he's probably a nice guy. I'd still probably be terrified, though.
I think I wouldn't be terrified. He's probably a nice guy if you come up to him and you're respectful.
Yeah, I don't know.
But if you come up like pushy or entitled, he'll probably be like,
no, man.
Get away.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
But I don't. You know, that's. I think.
I've gone back
nature.
To there was somebody took a video once of somebody else going up to Brock to see if he could take a picture with him, and Brock just sort of shook his head no, and the guy went away.
What was the guy's attitude towards it?
It didn't seem like he was overbearing, but it was kind of a faraway thing.
Some people just don't.
No, he was just trying to do his thing. Sable was there with him.
Yeah, just leave him alone then.
I'd have been trying to get a picture with Sable. Mm. I used to have a big crush on her back in the late 90s.
I remember.
That's crazy.
I remember.
She's still with him.
I know.
Man, that's great. She must be a really good, like, I don't know.
Mother?
Yeah, is she a mom now?
Yeah.
They had kids? They little kids. Brock kids?
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Move on.
And then last note, Cena versus Cesaro.
I can watch these guys go all day long.
Let them wrestle every week.
Just let them wrestle every week. It should be the United States Cesaro Cena Challenge.
Yeah.
Not open. Closed now.
Closed. Just
closed
the two
to
of them.
Cesaro. Population 2 people.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was. I was bummed out because my record settings on my DVR got changed, so I didn't get to see the end of the match.
Oh, no. It was clean. It was a top rope attitude adjustment.
That's cool.
Yeah. Like, that's what's cool about it is that they're like, okay, well... normal finishers aren't going to be effective anymore. How can we take our finishers to the next level so
you
they
make
will be
them
effective?
Super.
The thing, let me ask you, did this bug you that, because I'm torn on it. I want to get your point of view.
Okay.
Owens comes out, delivers a great couple lines about the same old crap. Owens just basically just says what's on everybody's mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I love about him.
Yeah, he's great.
He comes out, runs him down, says, I need the title now because he lost the Beast in the East.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gets in the ring. Cesaro says, no, this is supposed to be for me. Owens he does the thing where he just leaves.
Yeah.
He just collapses defenses.
Yeah.
He shuts it down. Do you like that? Does it make him look weak? Is that a problem?
This is how I justified it. He was in a position where it was 2-1.
Yeah.
And in those situations, he's always been like, all right, I'll wait for my time.
Picking his spots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He always picks his
spots. There was no inference that was the case, either from Owen's part or from the guys on commentary.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just kind of how I justified it.
Okay, yeah, me too. Might make him look a little weak, though.
But
he came in, but then the problem is he came in. This is, I think, the bigger problem. He comes in after the match. You didn't see this. He comes in after the match, attempts to give Cena the powerbomb thing, and then Cena reverses it.
Okay.
And Owens, it was weird. I was watching... He gives him the power, or he tries to give him power bomb. Cena reverses into an AA, and then it cuts to Cena for maybe like 2 seconds celebrating, and then it cuts to like the top of the ramp, and Owens is already there. He made really good time. That's my only comment about that. It's just he made really good, like really fast. He was up at the top of the ramp already.
Did he?
He got attitude adjustment, and ran out of the ring.
That's not a very good sell job.
No, it isn't. Which makes him look strong, perhaps.
I guess.
He could take an attitude adjustment. An attitude adjustment for him is like a burpee.
Yeah, pretty much.
You just take it and then go.
So those are our Raw highlights.
Those are...
Rockap.
Speed Rockap.
So, Battleground.
Battleground's coming up.
So we should make our predictions, yes?
Time to make Battleground predictions. We probably should tell Dan what the card is, because last time he wasn't even aware who was fighting. And so we need to get his predictions too.
Okay.
So we'll do ours here.
And we'll have him put his on Twitter.
I haven't broken the news to him about our book of the match.
Oh, it's true.
I mean, I just
assume that he listens every week.
I don't think he listens at all. He has no desire to listen to this show whatsoever. I don't blame him. It's way too much wrestling.
Yeah.
So I'll break that news to him. And I'll solicit his, predictions for Battleground.
Okay.
I'll give him he's a busy guy. I'll let him know the whole card.
Just, yeah.
Say, just pick, just check mark who you think's going to win.
Yeah.
But
first, I think there's a couple of matches that have been confirmed, but we can talk about, I'm assuming they're going to happen.
Sure.
We mentioned one earlier, of course, was Dolph versus Rusev. Who wins? I think it's got to be Rusev. He's been out a while. He needs to look strong.
Yeah. Dolph is sort of is his defect when he's not doing much, and that's now, he's the jobber to the stars.
And his popularity is not predicated on wins and losses either.
Yeah, if it was, he'd be gone a long time ago.
Yeah,
I agree. Rusev.
Rusev has to win. Yeah. Another rumored match is Sheamus versus Orton. They seem to be setting that up on Raw.
Sheamus versus Orton.
Sheamus, I believe, has to win that.
Again, Orton, I think he's becoming like a very, very quality, high-level jobber to the stars.
Enhancement talent.
Enhancement talent, yeah.
Sheamus wins dirty, but Sheamus wins.
Yep.
New Day versus the Primetime Players.
I think Primetime Players keep the belts.
Primetime Players have to win.
You can't keep on swapping back and forth, yeah.
Yeah. Ryback versus Miz versus The Big Show. This is the bathroom break.
Oh, Ryback wins.
Yeah. I almost kind of want to see The Miz win.
Me too. Why is that? I when I was watching earlier, I was like, I kind of want Miz to win.
I dislike the guy.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to see him win. Because Ryback's not interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, I find The Big Show funny, but I know, you know, that's not a popular opinion.
Yeah.
So, guess give it to The Miz.
I don't know. Can Sheamus cash in on that belt, please?
No.
He can't? I don't even want to see him as the IC belt.
No, I don't want to see Sheamus anywhere near any championship belt. Reigns versus Wyatt. This one's tough because neither of them can really take a loss.
Orton just came back, though.
That's why I said Sheamus will win dirty. He'll cheat to win.
Okay. They sure book him weak.
Who?
Sheamus.
I'm fine with that. I don't like Sheamus.
I don't like him.
I don't think he's very good. He's not interesting.
At anything.
He's competent, but he's not interesting.
All right.
Reigns versus Wyatt. Two guys that, again, can't really take a loss.
Reigns versus Wyatt.
It'd be interesting to see if Wyatt...
Wyatt, again, jobber to the stars.
It seems that way. It seems like all the heels. Well, not all the heels. Actually, sorry.
Wyatt, I could see Wyatt pulling off a win somehow, and this extending to SummerSlam.
Yeah, I almost think that Wyatt would need some help.
Yeah,
in the form of some sort of family.
Yeah, I want to see maybe like they step it up now. Wyatt starts doing collages, like, you know, what do they call those things? Like wish boards, where you cut
dream board,
where you cut out crap that you want
to do. Yeah,
yeah, and then like he makes a dream board of Reigns.
Okay, that's a good idea.
And it's all like it shows like sanitation workers, and then it shows like, you know, like a homeless shelter or something.
These are all things that Wyatt wants for Reigns, correct? Making sure.
Yeah, but everybody has their eyes and mouth cut out. It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Or no, it's just like, it's just, it's not even that extreme. It's like the Superstars logo.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Tough enough, Saturday Judge.
Saturday night's main event. That logo.
Like an interview with on the network with
on
like
Tuesday Renee, Night Titans
with what's her name, Aunt Renee Young.
Renee Young,
is that her? Yeah,
unfiltered,
unfiltered. Yeah,
I say Wyatt somehow
hanging out with Corey Graves because they both have concussions.
It's either gonna be a Wyatt victory through nefarious means,
okay,
or
yeah,
it's gonna be some sort of DQ. It's gonna carry on to SummerSlam. Eventually, Reigns will go over. He'll win the program.
Right? Yeah.
Because again, everything right now is about building up Reigns to be. your eventual champion.
Exactly. He's going
I still think the plan is for Reigns to beat Sheamus,
mm-hmm.
because the only way for Reigns to be over against Sheamus is him to go against Sheamus because no one likes
right.
Sheamus.
I know. I think you're right.
No one likes Sheamus. Yeah. I'm telling you, that's how it is.
I think you're right.
Cena versus Owens, U.S. title.
Oh, Owens get the title.
Yeah.
Owens get the title.
Yeah. Will this be the end of this feud then? Or are they going to have a match at SummerSlam?
You know, I'd love to see. Yeah, it seems to make sense that they have a match at SummerSlam.
But then it also seems to make sense for Cena to go over at
Battleground, right?
Or no, at SummerSlam. Because then Cena would get the last laugh. But I don't want that to happen. I want Owens to go over and Cena to move on to something else.
I think Cena might be transitioning to a very elaborate jobber to the upcoming stars.
Enhancement talent,
yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, let's see, right now it's 1-1. So they're going to have 4 matches.
I hate when they do that. Because they did that with Rusev.
It's a lot of matches.
Well, not that there's a lot of matches, but that it's an even number.
Okay, let's use the Rusev as a blueprint. What happened? Cena won 3 of them?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Rusev won the first one, then Cena won the following 3.
All right. No, Owens wins this. Cena has the last laugh, and then the U.S. Open Challenge continues. Fuck, that sucks.
I was kind of
Owens
hoping,
has a belt for a month?
I was hoping that Owen wins, and then Owens gets in a program with Cesaro, because that'd be a great series.
Oh, I agree, yeah.
That'd be awesome. And then Cena just move on to something else.
What if Owens wins by DQ in this one, so the U.S. title? That's what I'm going to say. Owens wins by DQ somehow. Title doesn't change hands. He wins it at SummerSlam.
That could be.
That's what I'm going to say.
That he
Cena's booked strong in this match as the stronger guy.
Yeah.
Owens wins legit in SummerSlam.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. Main event.
Okay.
Lesnar, Rollins.
Rollins wins dirty.
Yeah, it has to be.
They're not going to give the belt to Lesnar.
I don't think so, no.
No. Unless they want to mix it up. See, this is all booking the way we traditionally think the WWE is being non-creative.
Yeah.
Hopefully we see some surprises.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I want to see some surprises.
The only way Lesnar wins is if he has a match with Reigns at SummerSlam for Reigns to go over, but it seems too soon for that.
Yeah, it does. Way too soon.
So, Rollins wins.
Mm-hmm.
Wins dirty.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dirty finishes we got in this pay-per-view. This could be one of those pay-per-views where the matches are good, but the finishes are all unsatisfying.
I'm wondering if... no, never mind. I'm not going to say it.
What?
When do you think Sheamus' cash-in is going to be?
I don't know. I don't want to think about that.
Okay, all right.
I dread that day.
Yeah. They seem to be big into the sort of wow moments now, though, for the network, you know?
They do.
So it wouldn't surprise me if... Logically speaking, I know this is wrestling and logic shouldn't play a factor. That never does. Rollins' biggest test is going to be, again, let's see, Sheamus facing Orton.
Yeah.
I guess a lot would sort of be said with that match.
You mean in terms of the quality of Sheamus's performance?
It would be nice.
Or if, making him a
it would be nice
contender.
If they were. It would be nice if they had the forethought to think, or the foresight to think, Sheamus tries to get out of that match however he can with as little damage as possible.
The one with Orton?
Yeah.
Okay.
Be it losing or whatever.
Yeah.
To save himself for when Lesnar inevitably beats the shit out of Rollins, even though we know Rollins is probably going to win.
Yeah.
Then Sheamus comes in, cashes in. Triple H has sort of been on an anti-Rollins kick anyways.
A little bit, yeah.
So it makes me wonder if that's the direction they're going to go
in.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could be.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. If that's the case, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a WrestleMania situation where Orton wins
mm-hmm.
his match against Sheamus, only
I
for Sheamus.
I was thinking that too, yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah.
All right. Those are our picks.
All right. There you go.
Done.
Do we agree on everything?
Pretty much, I think.
Okay.
Q&A time.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
First question.
Yeah.
Dustin Schnaw from the Twitter.
Yeah.
If you could ban one move from wrestling, what would it be?
I would ban no moves. I want them all.
You want, in fact, wrestling to be more dangerous.
Everything legal, everything dangerous. Yeah, that's what I want.
I don't know if I... See, the only reason I have a problem with the Styles Clash is because it's hurt people.
Yeah.
And AJ Styles doesn't seem to care. He still does it.
Yeah, he keeps on doing it.
And it's a move that runs counter to everything.
What if you had the knowledge?
About tucking your chin.
What if you had the knowledge that before every match, and even before he does the move, he says, chin up.
But if you
chin up,
if for 20 years you've been doing the same thing to protect yourself, in the moment you might forget. Intuition kicks in. Instinct kicks
chin
in.
Chin up. Chin up.
You just might not. You might just forget.
Chin up. The styles clash is one of the biggest reasons why I would never be a wrestler.
Yeah.
Because one wrong move of your head, of your neck, and you're done. Did you read about Tyson Kidd taking that move from Samoa Joe? It almost killed him.
Yeah.
Only 5% of people live through something like that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And apparently no it's just a freak thing.
Yeah.
Because Samoa Joe's been doing that move forever.
Yeah. He's never killed anybody.
No.
Never paralyzed anybody.
No.
Can't say the same thing about AJ Styles.
Yeah. Randy Hayes, also on the Twitter. Friendos, because...
Is he related to Michael Hayes?
You'd have to ask him that. Friendos, because the 2K16 news, name your top 10 Stone Cold matches. Number one, Stone Cold Brett, WrestleMania 13.
Absolutely, that's the iconic
obviously
one.
Number two, just because of the import. No, number two would be him, Rock, WrestleMania 17, where he turned heel.
Okay, yeah, sure.
That's a good match.
Sure.
Number three, him, HBK.
WrestleMania 14.
When he won the belt.
Yeah.
Four, I would say...
His retirement match.
I was going to say that, yeah. What else?
I'm sure there were some that I haven't seen in WCW when before he had to change up his game to be more of a brawler.
Yeah. When he was more of a technical. He's known when he went to WWE, he was a ringmaster because he was a really good technical wrestler.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure there's some that I'm forgetting. Those are the top four for sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, like, during the Attitude Era, he had all sorts of great... He had some good matches with The Undertaker.
Yeah.
He had some classic matches with Vince, like some blow-off matches with Vince.
Yeah. Who else did he feud with? Triple H, didn't he have some matches with Triple H?
Yeah, he had some matches with Triple H. Yeah, I'm sure he probably had a good one with Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Probably some there.
Yeah. All those.
Yeah, all of them.
That friendo. Hey, friendos.
Hey, friendo.
What do you think were the worst, weirdest, or funniest wrestlers ever to lace up their boots and step in the ring of WCW, ECW, or WWE?
The funniest or worst?
Worst, funniest, or weirdest?
I don't think you were watching at the time. They had a kid who was an amputee. He had one leg.
I remember that. I remember hearing about it, yeah.
Zach something another I want to say? I forget. That's not cool. Eugene.
Eugene was bad.
That was terrible. Good Lord, what were they thinking?
I don't know. They weren't.
Anything that was just overtly offensive, like that just showed pure... It's funny. I think I was watching this Raw from 96 yesterday on the network.
Mm-hmm.
The main event was Isaac Yankem versus fake Undertaker. Yeah.
Wait.
Huh.
Oh, fake Undertaker. Sorry. I thought you said fake Diesel. I was like, how is Kane wrestling Kane?
So anyways, they were doing a program with Goldust and Scott Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And Vince was like tripping over himself saying, Goldust does not represent the gay community. He doesn't represent anybody. And he kept on talking about that. Like they were trying to distance Goldust from trying to offend the gay community. And in doing so, kind of came off as offensive.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, why do you need this? And it made me wonder if that might have been, I don't know what year it was that Lawler dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah.
But it made me wonder if it had something to do with that. That whole thing.
Yeah.
All that right there. I love the Goldust character, but how they like tripped over themselves to like somehow link the two was really bad.
Yeah.
So there was that. The fake Razor Ramon, the fake Diesel, as you just said.
Yeah.
Terrible ideas.
I was watching the Macho Man documentary last night.
Mm-hmm.
And the Nacho Man huckster skits.
Oh, yeah.
Besides just being horribly, horribly done and terribly unfunny.
Yeah.
It just seemed petty.
Super petty. It was really petty, especially how much those two did for, the company.
I know. There's a lot of bad in wrestling.
Yeah. A lot of bad.
A lot of bad.
Yeah.
Like anything WCW did after like 98. Pretty much bad.
Yeah, correct.
Across the board. NJ Starling. Hey there, friendos.
Hey, friendo.
WWE, WWF has a history of having wrestlers creating a new version of a belt for themselves. Smoking Skull, Spinner Belt.
Sure.
You are now the WWE champion. What design do you have for your belt?
Oh, wow.
I want the Flying Eagle back.
Yeah, okay.
I want that one.
That'd be cool. I want, like... What's not as nerdy as like a dragon? I want like a big. I want Bigfoot on my belt. Like, you know, the iconic Bigfoot 8mm film footage,
the profile shot.
Have you ever seen that with the shake? Somebody took that and removed the shake from it, and it literally just looks like a dude walking. Like, there's none of the lumbering monster sort of thing. You take the shake. I'll show it to you later. Take the shake away from it, and it's so just human guy. Nothing scary about it. It's like he's clearly a guy walking in a suit. So I want Bigfoot on a belt.
Okay, Bigfoot's a good idea.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of an eagle, I'll have like Quetzalcoatl.
There you go, yeah.
The Aztec creation god on my belt.
Have you seen that commercial?
Or a dragon. Dragon's good.
There's a commercial for some solar.
Ooh, no, a griffin. I want a griffin.
The sun god Ra.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen those commercials where the guy's trimming his hedges?
Solar City or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's funny as hell.
Yeah, it's funny. Alex Shez.
Alex Shez.
Since reports say he was being punished for Brett leaving at the time of his unfortunate death, where do you think the career of Owen Hart would have went? Could he have joined his big brother in WCW, or do you think WWE would have finally given him his due? Was he really being punished?
I don't know that he was being punished. I think that was just Owen's natural career trajectory. I think that's just... I thought he was used to how he could be used. I mean...
He was entertaining.
He was entertaining. Yeah, he was funny. He was entertaining. He was known as a jokester, mm-hmm. as a ribster. So I think they were probably taking advantage of that a little bit.
Yeah,
he was playing his role. I don't know if he was ever going to be
a main event guy.
Yeah, I could have seen him. You know what he might have done? I could have seen him possibly. Although it was getting kind of late. He died in 98 or 99.
99.
99. Like May 99 or something.
Yeah.
Okay. WCW is already, at that time, they were threatening to just...
Yeah.
They were starting to make bad decisions.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure if anybody else really jumped over from WWE to WCW.
That was around the time that people were jumping to WWF.
The quality was jumping to WWF.
That's about the time Eddie and Dean Malenko and Benoit,
yeah, all jumped over.
Jericho.
So, I'm not sure there would have been movement the other way. Now, it's possible they would have, once his contract was up, they would have tried to throw him a bunch of money and said, hey, come join Hart and restart the Hart Foundation.
Yeah, but I don't think it would have.
I don't think that it would have been one of those things where he showed up, it was a big deal for a week, and then he'd have been back down to like upper mid-card in WCW.
Yeah.
If he had lived, he's the only guy who might still be wrestling today.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that possibly. Mm-hmm. But main event, no, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No. Short fuck 18. Mm. Did you know there were 8 different WWE Undisputed Champions in 2002? Why do you think WWE couldn't make up its mind? They were, in order, Jericho, Triple H, Hogan, Undertaker, Rock, Lesnar, Big Show, and Kurt Angle.
You had a lot of talent, a lot of big main event level talent. And I think that was simply a case of either trying to appease everybody or giving everybody that deserved that type of accolade
their due.
Their due. I think it was probably that type of situation.
8 in a year is a lot.
That is a lot. That's one every month and a half.
Yep.
That's too much.
It is too much, probably. I mean, honestly, Hogan didn't really need it again.
Hogan didn't need it again. Who else is on there? Hogan didn't need it again.
Jericho, Triple H. Fair enough. Hogan, no.
Triple H had it a lot.
I know, but...
But he was... That was his peak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Undertaker, okay. The Rock.
Undertaker was a legacy guy. He didn't need it. He didn't
That
need
was
it.
At the height of the American Badass character, I think.
Okay.
So, okay. The Rock, okay.
Okay.
Lesnar, absolutely.
Lesnar was young. He didn't need it that long ago.
Show didn't need it.
Show definitely didn't need it.
And Kurt Angle, I'm fine with.
I would say Lesnar could have been taken off.
You think so?
Didn't need it.
He was the next big thing, though.
Yeah, so let him be the next big thing. Give him to him the next year. It's too early for him.
Okay. XOP King Cobra.
Wow.
XOP King Cobra.
XOP. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Okay.
If you could choose any wrestler to die of dysentery aside from John Cena, who would you choose?
Abdullah the Butcher. Big if here.
Yeah.
If somebody, hypothetical situation.
Yeah.
If somebody is knowingly and willfully going around having matches, giving people Hep C, because they bleed in every match they do,
yeah.
and then you're rubbing bloody wounds against each other, and you're giving people Hep C. If hypothetically somebody out there is doing that, I wouldn't be disappointed if they died from dysentery.
Okay.
You know, I'd be like, you know what? That has happened to better people.
Yeah.
You know, there are worse people that, or there aren't worse people that can happen to.
It does show a callous disregard for your fellow wrestler's health.
Yeah. That's working unsafe.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say he's done it. There's been allegations out there.
Yeah.
So if they're true, you know. That's all. That's what I'm going to say. What about you?
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I mean, you know me. I don't normally wish ill on a lot of people.
Sure.
So,
but that's fine. That's the question.
That's fine. Giancarlo Petrosky.
Giancarlo.
Or Giancarlo. You and I are having an argument over which studio is making Steven Larson the movie.
Okay.
We both get a call from Vince McMahon. You're invited to this year's Survivor Series in a 10-man Survivor Series match. You are both tasked with picking 5 men to represent you, each other.
Yeah, sure.
We each have our own teams.
Survivor
You can choose
Series.
Any current or WCW and ECW stars. Who do you choose for your team and who is your captains? Who are your captains? You go first. Captain, 4 members.
Abdullah the Butcher.
That's your captain?
No, he's my 5th guy.
Okay.
I'm going to go backwards.
Okay.
So you won't each pick, so don't have to. Yeah, alternate.
Yeah, that's true. We'll have a draft. Are we starting at the bottom or starting at the top? Are we going to pick captains first?
Yeah, let's pick captains first.
All right, I'll give you first pick.
Would you have picked Abdullah?
Not first, no.
All right, I'll just keep him around. All right, my first captain is going to be DDP.
Why is that?
Because he is like able to elevate people. He motivates people.
Okay.
He has his own yoga. And I know you probably wanted him.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
He was in the forefront of my mind.
Who's your captain?
I'll take Macho Man because he's intense.
Yeah, that's a good
one.
And
he's driven to win.
But the problem is he leadership material? Your captain has to be leadership material. DDP is the ultimate lead. Everybody loves DDP.
Everybody loves Macho Man, apparently.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's good.
I want that intensity on
my
team. All right.
I like it. That's good. People will follow him.
Second pick.
All right. Second pick, I'm going to say, let's see. I got DDP, and you know I'm going to take an Abdullah at number 5.
Yeah.
Just to de-stress his importance, but still, nobody wants to step in the ring with him. So I think that gives me an advantage, psychologically at least, and medically.
Yeah.
let's see here. DDP, my first guy. I need a power guy. I need somebody to come out and inspire fear.
Okay.
Kane.
That's good.
And Kane.
My second pick will be Brock Lesnar.
Okay, well, that's good. He inspires fear too, I guess.
I got Macho Man. I have Brock Lesnar. You have
DDP
and Kane.
And Kane. All right.
Third pick.
Third pick. Let's see here. I need somebody. I'm going to go to ECW. I'm going to find somebody with grit who's ready to get down and dirty.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the franchise, Shane Douglas.
Okay. I also thought about finding someone from ECW.
Okay.
I'm going to take New Jack.
Oh, God. Man, you're outdoing me at every turn.
Absolutely.
Man, okay. That's crazy. Point, counterpoint. Ooh. All right. This is my third.
Fourth pick.
Fourth pick? Oh, because we had captain.
Yeah.
Okay. Fourth pick in between Abdullah the Butcher and Shane Douglas is going to be, let's see, I need somebody with smarts now.
Okay.
I need somebody who knows. I need somebody with smarts. Who is smart? I'm going to go with, who's a smart? Who's known for having a high wrestling IQ?
High wrestling IQ?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people.
Who's known for having a high wrestling IQ?
You want the genius, Leaping Lanny Poffo.
There you go. I'm going to take the genius, Leaping Lanny Poffo, because he counters Macho Man.
True.
He's the only person who can tame your captain.
He's not going to tame Macho Man.
Oh, yeah.
He can't tame the madness. Okay.
I have a terrible team.
It's not very good. I'm going to take an architect. I'm going to take Seth Rollins.
Oh, no, the architect. All right. Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. Damn it.
Speaking of brains.
All right, and then I'll take Abdullah the Butcher.
Nobody wants
to be in the ring with him.
That's true. I'll take another butcher.
Okay.
I'll take the Necro Butcher.
Oh, God, again.
I win.
He is the only person who would step into the ring with Abdullah the Butcher. You have countered me at every move.
Yep, I win.
We'll have to set that up in Fuck Wrestling one day.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready for Kayfabe Corner?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm confident today. I'm going to get 8.
12 names.
All right.
6 real, 6 fake.
That's the game.
There is a theme. There is a bonus question.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You need something to tally your score. Okay. First name.
Yep.
Luke McMasters.
Luke McMasters. Fake.
Real.
Fuck!
Second name.
Okay.
Franz Franks.
Franz Franks. Fake.
Correct.
Okay.
Number 3.
Okay.
Bubba the Belt Collector.
Bubba the Belt. That's too weird to be fake. That's real.
Yes.
Nice.
Number 4.
Okay.
Terrence Tallow.
Terrence Tallow. I'm saying it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Number 5.
Okay.
Klondike Mike.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to say it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Number 6.
All right.
The Blue Bull.
The Blue Bull. That sounds real.
It's fake.
Ah, damn it.
That's the logo for Schlitz.
Okay, all right.
All right, it's number 7, I think.
Yeah.
Trucker Norm.
Trucker Norm. That sounds real. That sounds like some... That sounds real. That's real.
Real.
Yeah, okay.
Number... I guess it's number 7. Big Beef.
Big Beef. That's a great name.
It's a good name, isn't it?
Big Beef. That's too good to be real. I'm going to say it's fake.
It is fake.
Nice.
Next.
Okay.
Happy Humphrey.
Happy Humphrey. I'm going to say it's real.
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Look at that. See? Look at this. Look at all this.
Something you can see my thing.
No, I can't see anything. I've got 7 so far. Hold on. I'm going to do this just so you can see, because for some reason I kept this pinky down. I'm going to do this and do this.
Okay.
Okay. So swapped them. Okay.
Austin Slim.
Austin Slim. Austin Slim. Austin Slim. Slim is weak. No good. Fake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Juan Braun.
I want to say that's real so bad.
And say it's real.
God, I want to say that's real. Juan Braun. No way. That's fake.
Yeah,
okay, good.
All right, last one. This is the tie my... Wait, how many?
I've got 9.
All right, this is the tie.
Okay.
Tiny the... So,
you had 10? Like, yeah, you did.
Had
you
10.
Had 10. Yeah, okay.
Tiny the Plowboy.
Fake.
Real.
Fuck! I should have known it by the look on your stupid face. Damn it.
Okay. Do you know what the theme is?
WCCW.
No.
No. Shit.
That's always your first guess. WCCW or AWA.
Okay, hold on. Let me think about it for real now.
Let me repeat some of these names and see if it'll give you an idea what the theme
all right.
is. Terrence Tallow, though it's a fake name, should give you a good hint. Big Beef. Juan Braun. And to a lesser extent, Tiny the Plowboy.
I don't know.
These are all obese wrestlers.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Happy Humphrey is on record as being the heaviest wrestler ever.
Really?
How much did he weigh?
Oh, Jesus. Okay. It had to be north of 600 because Yoko was 600.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. Happy Humphrey. Couldn't have been past 700. I'm going to say 600 and... I'll say 663.
According to reports, 750 pounds.
Holy shit. How do you move?
I don't think he did.
Happy Humphrey.
There was also a guy, I think his name was Crusher Blackwell, that wrestled in AWA. Apparently he was 5'9", over 400 pounds.
5'9"?
I know.
Oh my God. Happy, have you seen a picture of Happy Humphrey?
Yeah, he's huge. He was British.
Oh, yeah.
I believe he was British. You got 9, right?
Yeah, I got 9. Hey, you know what? 9, I'm happy with 9. 9's good. Jesus. Oh, my God. And look, he just, every picture I see him, he's just, oh, my God. Look, and then he fought Haystacks Calhoun. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. He's huge. That's hideous.
Huge.
Let's see. He lived a long time. He died when he was 62.
That's pretty good.
Man, good for him.
For someone of his size, that's pretty incredible.
Fat and happy.
Yeah. That was the theme of my list, fat and happy.
He averaged, dude, no. He averaged 750 during his career. Several times, he weighed in at over 800.
Oh, my God.
No way. This can't be true. It says on one occasion, he weighed over 900.
That sounds like legend.
A doctor-regulated lifestyle? What? After retiring, his weight ballooned to over 900 pounds. At this weight, he would tire after about 10 steps and have to sit down in two chairs. He attempted to control his eating habits, which sometimes included eating up to 15 whole chickens in one sitting. But after consulting with doctors, he decided to volunteer for obesity research and checked himself into the Medical College of Georgia's Clinical Investigation Unit in Augusta. Wow.
Was he British?
Upon entering the clinic, he weighed 800 pounds. He was... no, he was a Georgian from here.
Okay.
From the U.S.
Okay.
Happy Humphrey.
Happy Humphrey.
Wow. Well, I got 9. I'm very happy with 9. Let us know what you guys got.
Yeah.
In the comments or on our Twitter at Stephen Larson or at MF Steve here at Joy of Bearding.
Yeah.
And then next week is Battleground.
Next week is Battleground.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
For any, if this is going up on video, we'll see you later.